The bill that passed out of the Senate raises taxes and some fees by as much as 500%, Republican Senator Simon Sefcik.
Even if the bill was constitutional, which it isn't, even if it was workable, which it isn't, and even if it was reasonable, which it isn't, the biggest fear I have is that people will get left behind in this package.
Republicans offered transportation funding ideas that they say wouldn't cost people anything more. Senator Curtis King, the lead Republican on the Transportation Committee, says the nearly $17 billion Democratic transportation package was developed without any Republican input.
Transportation for decades has been a nonpartisan area, and this bill makes it partisan. This bill makes it very partisan.
The measure now goes to the House of Representatives for further consideration. I'm Tracy Ellis.